mom had, and it doesn't have, like I said, it's very simple. It's heavy too. Oh, it is really heavy. It's got like a good weight to it, good motor on it. So, I use it to, I think I'm chopped some onions with it, to throw in my chili. So, I like it so far. I haven't done a whole lot with it yet, but I probably will come Christmas and Thanksgiving, you know, because I'm planning on making me some pecan pie. Although I'll probably see, that's the only thing on that is I'm trying to think of, well, maybe if I got the halves and then chopped up the pieces that were going to go in the pie. Usually I just use the halves, you know, the pecan halves, but I guess I could chop some of the nuts up in that to make it a little bit less
Joel, chunky. Hold that thought for 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
We had a slight problem, and I don't know what the hell happened, but like we must have had a glitch in in the connectivity or something. I didn't even notice it to the mumble recorder. But all three of my systems that were recording just had stopped 9 minutes into the show.
So basically, this whole show hasn't been recorded
so far. Like, and I don't know what the heck. I don't know what happened. But without having to, you know, I'm not going to go back and repeat everything. But in a nutshell, went up to Tyson's for the work week, for what people miss. Went up to Tyson's for the work week. It was dead up there. The office looked like a zombie movie. People just got up one day and never came back. All their stuff was there. Capital One. Capital One, not Chase Manhattan. Capital One, what's in your wallet, right? Capital One campus up there. Five buildings across over a block. Completely empty. There's a bar up there, Star Hill Brewery. Really nice place. It was pretty empty for what you would expect it to be. Went to Barnes & Noble, saw the saw the magazine section. It was filled with Linux stuff, and that was pretty much it, just Linux stuff. Programming stuff, hacking stuff, all Linux-based except for like one or two magazines, so every other magazine, and this was like a full top shelf filled section. Same thing with the book section over there, Linux-related books, DevOps stuff. It seemed to be more so than anything else. Programming, there's a lot of Linux stuff. Trip was great. Went back up again on Saturday, but to Luray Cavern for my daughter's 21st birthday. That was great. Got a Oni Karu 16 pizza oven, multi-fuel. It's great. It gets up to 900 degrees. You got to turn the pizza or you're going to burn the pizza. It's a learning experience. I love it. It's great. That's pretty much it in a nutshell. What was lost.
It was a good conversation too.
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, it was lost. I don't even know if we got the Mountain Dew flavor in there that's coming out before we started the show. The fruitcake, right? The holiday flavor and Mad Dog 2020 and alcoholic Mountain Dew. And anyway,
Fruitquake.
Fruit quake. All right. So you got, I think I started recording back up. You got an 11 cup food processor from your dad who bought it, wasn't going to use it, father-in-law, and figured he wanted to do some, pay a bill or whatever, and he sold it to you for $100.
Yep.
And you're making pecan pie.
Well, yeah, that's a Thanksgiving thing probably. But yeah, so we'll see. As we go into, like I'm going to be cooking a lot more as we go into the holiday season, but we'll see how that works out. But tech, I have now, a little over a week, had my new MacBook Pro 16-inch, the 2021 version, brand new, with the M1 Pro, as well as 16 gigs of unified memory and a 512 gig SSD. Other than just getting used to the keyboard, which, and it's just the differences, Because it wouldn't have been so bad if Max didn't have both a control and a command key. Because the things you're used to, like, you're used to hitting control C, control V for copy and paste. But it's command C, command V. and the command is kind of in a weird location because the control key's to the left of the command key. But, you know, other than that,
is that Open Apple anymore?
Yeah, that's probably on the same key as well.
Open I Apple, think. Closed Apple.
Yeah, but those are the little things I hate on that. Other than that, I actually, what's funny was one thing last week was we just had a change to hopefully fix something for a client last week, and the overnight team did it, but for some reason it was kind of working and not working. And what I figured out was one of the servers in the balance had not changed. So they missed making the change on one of the servers. So I was trying to think, well, how can I fix this real quick so that I didn't have to take an outage or anything like that. So because Mac OS uses the standard Unix-style file system, go to /etc/host and edit the host file. Put the server's specific IP address in the host file, save it, then I could remote desktop into the right server and was able to, or not remote desktop, just point my browser at the right server and make the change. And that was it. So then I removed that change in my local host file and everything worked pretty well. It has a thumbprint reader on it. Apple calls it Touch ID. I was able to set that up. We use, right now we're on Monterey. I know Ventura came out last week. It'll probably be, I hope it's not as long as it was between the Monterey in its previous release, but Mac users on our corporate managed machines, we typically do get to upgrade OSs versus Windows folks who don't. So, like my old Windows laptop, which is already back to corporate, that had Windows 10 on it, not Windows 11. So, that really is all. I mean, when I first logged into it, it automatically basically used my 80 credentials like I usually do, and it installed Chrome and Firefox. I did have to install the Xcode command line tools so that I can get Git. I mean, I really have no complaints. I really like it. Performs really well. It's pretty fast. Boots up pretty fast, too. Oh, well, actually, I take it back. There's kind of one complaint, because they do have... Apple doesn't make docks, Thunderbolt docks, as we know. So they would say usually they'd recommend you use your Staples account and buy a Belkin or something like that. Well, you know, of course, if you use your Staples account, then your boss will end up having to approve it at some point. And there was no chance I was going to get that through. So when IT called me to make sure they had all the shipping information right, he did see the dock thing that I had in the request. And he says, well, we don't ship that, you'd have to buy that from Staples. He says, but we have these Dell Thunderbolt docks that I can send you one of. I'm like, sure, send me one. And that's what they sent me. So when it's plugged into that, it does charge just fine. And I can use the HDMI connections on the back. My only complaint is when I close the laptop, it will automatically switch to the external screen, which is not really what I wanted. You know, I wanted it to just put the laptop asleep. So I might have to dig around for a setting in there, but I just shut it down nowadays anyway, since it just takes seconds to boot up. But other than that, if you have an opportunity, Dan, when your current laptop is done, go for the M1 Pro if you have the choice.
Don't.
Would you just say don't?
Yeah,
no. Joe said don't.
I said really don't.
But it's not like you can run Linux on your corporate laptop anyway, so. I wish that was the case, but.
It doesn't have the power bar, does it?
No, the touch bar? No. Nope.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
I have not used touch bar. I have not used the power supply that came with it, but it is a higher wattage USB-C power supply that connects to the cable. Now, they don't send you, since the 2021 version has MagSafe back on it finally, it does have a USB-C to MagSafe for the cable. But you technically, if you had a good Thunderbolt or USB-C cable, you can plug that into it and do the same thing. Just you wouldn't have the MagSafe features. Like, for example, if somebody trips on your cable, your laptop's not going to go flying. But and it does have ports on each side. And it does have a headphone jack. Not that I use it. I usually use my wireless headset, but. It does have a headphone jack. It doesn't have any standard USB ports, so the dock helps with that. So, and they did ship a one dongle with it. It had the HDMI, USB, and something else. I can't remember. Might have just been a USB-C port, maybe. But that's great for, like, if I'm traveling, I'll just throw that in the bag and take it with me in case I need to hook to an external monitor or something. I don't use it. Has Wi-Fi built into the laptop, of course, because there's no Ethernet built into the MacBooks anymore. But I just use the Ethernet connected into the Thunderbolt dock, and that works just fine. So. And I'm using a wireless mouse with the dongle, and that works fine, too. Two-button mouse, not a single-button mouse. But then, of course, it has that huge trackpad that I hardly ever use. But I do like it. It's a good machine. Probably next to impossible to get Linux on it easily. I know that there are people working on that, but you know I'll never do that with this one. You know, so really like it. I think it's gonna be just fine. It's a whole lot less headache than Windows. So, if you're in a corporate job and you have a choice between Windows and Mac OS, go Mac OS.
Question. Just observation, not necessarily a question. I've found that I have to be careful how I charge the MacBooks I've had. Okay. That if I don't use the Apple approved charger,
right,
it don't fucking charge.
Oh, I don't have a problem.
I've had problems where the power cable I had, the power brick thing that it comes with, that so you plug it in and then from the little power adapter, whatever the hell brick thing is, to the device is like a USB-C cable. Or sometimes it's a Thunderbolt cable, but I think the ones I have is USB-C. And if you don't have the right USB-C cable, it won't charge for shit. And if you don't have it in the power brick thing, it won't charge for shit either. Because I've had the problem where I've sat there when I had a problem with one of my power with the power brick I had in the cord. It just wasn't. No, it was actually the side that it was charging on. Like it would have problems.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was the cable. So I switched out a cable, and it said it was charging, but
what really?
It would charge like 1 or 2% in like 20 minutes. It was terrible. But once I put it all back and plugged it in and realized at that point it wasn't, you know, I had tried all different sides in this thing with that and it was still seeing the results. But then when I put it back to realize that the problem was originally not the charger, it was the side I was plugging into, like, it would charge fine. So just be aware of that. Like, they can get really picky about this thing and not even want to charge at all. The one day it took me like an hour just to get like 10% so I could start working again.
Mine is on the plugged in right now on the left hand side. And one good thing with the Dell dock is it is a definite step up from the previous generation dock I had with my old Dell. The connector feels a lot beefier and the cord's a lot longer, which is nice because I actually have my dock sitting up on a. I kind of 3D printed some brackets and bought a wood shelf and have like a little kind of like a riser on my desk and have the dock sitting on that, which kind of makes it a little easier. I think if I have to look and see if I have another. Another HDMI cable, because then I could probably hook my TV up to it as well and use that as a third monitor if I really wanted to, because I just rearranged all my desks, and now from my work spot, when I have the TV turned towards me, it's just fine, and I can see it, and I can see every part of it. So the nice thing is I could use that as a third monitor if I really needed it. But then I also have, and here's something too, and I know you don't have an iPad, but if you had an iPad, you can plug that in directly into the laptop and use Sidecar and basically use your iPad as a secondary monitor. The nice thing is I'll always have my iPad with me if I travel for something, so I can always have two screens at least when I work. That's an upside. So, especially if you already have the iPad for other reasons. Now, I wouldn't go buy an iPad just for that. You know, if you just needed a second screen when you're traveling, or if you wanted a slimmer second screen for your desk, just get one of those USB-C deals, and those should work. But if you happen to have an iPad and a Mac, try that. It's actually pretty neat. Plus, then there's the other stuff they got coming up in the Ventura, so stuff I can't take advantage of right now. Soon as they give me the go-ahead, I'll do that, and I'm just waiting for IT to release it, because it is managed 100%, so I can't just upgrade it myself unless they release the upgrade. I don't use the Apple Terminal too much. When I'm going to one of my clients, I usually use a Devolutions, a remote desktop manager, which also does a Secure Shell as well, which kind of makes it nice because then it lets me tab the terminals easily. I have one window for all the stuff that I'm working on server stuff with.
So have you... Have you used it with Docker building containers and stuff yet?
Not yet, and I don't know when or if I will. Even on a Windows machine, we're not building Docker containers just yet because our product doesn't work in Docker yet. That's something I think we need R&D help with, but eventually that's going to happen because we're trying to containerize a lot of the different servers we use. So, but I would expect it would work just fine. We would, our team, if we were building Docker images, we would be building them in Docker. So we wouldn't be using Rancher or anything like that.
Yeah, because you can't, like, I know with, we can't use Docker anymore because you have to buy a license. So we've been using Rancher.
What happened to you, Joel?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh.
Thank you. Somehow I had a squirt bottle full of water that I usually use for my 3D printer, but I have it down by on this end of my office. And main reason is if the cat starts to get into something, I just hold it up and point it at him. I don't even have to squirt it. He takes off. And it got somehow rolled underneath my chair. I couldn't get it out, so I had to have my son reach underneath the chair while I was rocked back up because I'm in my recliner. But and I did take my AWS Architect Professional certification. It happens to be the last. I think it was the last test session in this current exam that ends later this month. And I did not pass. I was off by 100 points. I think the total you can get on the exam was like 1,000. But you had to score at least 750. And I had 650. So, like, we're talking by two or three questions.
It would sound like it was hard.
It's one of the, I did some Googling afterwards, and it says this. It was one of the. It's one of the toughest certifications you can get on AWS. So I think when I go to reattempt another cert, I'm probably going to go for the associate level first before I go for the professional, just because I need the. I want to pass it, pass one, you know, because now I'm out the $300 because the company won't pay that back, but. Anywho, it'll probably be paid back here in a month or so. Well, I try not to, but the whole week before, like after the show last week, I was up till 2 in the morning studying, and I every night off after work, I go down, I take a break long enough to throw some food in me, and then I grab my iPad and start taking the practice test because it was just. And it's practice test, and I'd review the exam after I took it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why. Because, see, the thing is, with this particular exam, Dan, they will test things that you will probably never use.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things I tough about those.
Yeah, because, like, I don't see us ever possibly using Poly, and Poly, essentially, you can feed it a text file, and it'll speak it on a speaker, or I don't see us using things like one of the questions, actually Alexa was one of the answers. I guess you can get a business version of that, and you can put Alexa devices in your conference rooms and stuff, and via your voice you can actually reserve the conference room or ask if the conference room is taken and stuff like that. And that's just something we're never going to use. And it's like, the only thing that we might use is the machine learning stuff that there was in there. We definitely would probably use that. And then the other thing, too, is it's going to be – these tests are very, very centric to the product. So when it asks you how would you do something – you don't give the answer that how your company would do it, because our company is trying to write our tools to be cloud agnostic so that it will work with any cloud be it AWS, Google, or Azure. So we're using things like of course Terraform, and we use Jenkins, Cloudable. We have an internal tool that we wrote. Then we have a Slack bot that we wrote that's starting to just get massive. You know, like we can, with the Slack bot command, we can just feed it a command and it'll bounce all the application pools on a server for us. You know, so those things, you know, we can just do that anytime we wanted and it would just do it, you know. So, you know, that those are, you know, those, it wants the AWS way of doing it. So, like, if you would normally use something else to do it, that's not the answer. It's the AWS way. So, but it's if you're going for that exam, study, and study more. You might want to have more actual experience with it. If you can, play with the labs. And things like that, because it's gonna answer. It's gonna ask you stuff like you know, database migration questions. How would you migrate a Oracle rack system to the cloud? Stuff like that. Those are the kinds of answers you're gonna have to come up with, and it's gonna come be from the Amazon perspective. So that's my recommendation if you have to take that exam.
I hope I don't have to take exams ever again.
Now, you might be able to answer this. Does Google have certs too for that?
They do. I'm sure they do. All the companies do, don't they?
That's a good question. Yeah, the one thing I will say is I had to take it online with Pearson OnView was the name of the website that I'd take it. And the system's awful. Not to mention the fact when you come in your test, you're on the webcam the whole time and you have to pan it around the room. And one thing that I did not know until I went to get set up in the exam room was you're not supposed to wear headphones. So I'm sitting here wearing headphones because I'm trying to be nice to my family. And that's the first thing the proctor said to me. And then some weird happened where I go back into the queue. You know, the proctor just drops. So it wasn't until like my test was to start. The window started at midnight. I didn't start on the test until like one, almost two. In the morning, because the software tells you now don't exit on view. You're in next in the queue, and I go online in another browser window and ask in support what's going on. They say, well, just wait some longer, and I'm like, I got frustrated with it. So you know what I did? I closed the window. I go back in. Hey, and it worked.
Did you have to take it at 1 o'clock in the morning again?
At midnight. That's just when the window was. That's when it was scheduled. That was the only windows they had.
So you had no choice. Also, don't
take it at that. No, I had no choice. Not if I wanted to take that particular exam. It's at the end of that exam cycle too. So, that's kind of it's a nice thing and a bad thing too. You know, so now when I go to take it again, I'm going to see if I can't work it into it so I can take it. If I'm not taking it during my work day, take it at like 8, 9 o'clock at night, which when I'm much more awake.
Right.
But like, you know, so I think if I had started on time, I might have been able to pass it. You know, I got pissed and I did write an email to... actually email Bezos, not that it's gonna go right to him, but you know, so
I guess, yeah, when you took this test you can't use multi-monitors, right?
Nope, you cannot. And any other computer that you have or screen that you have has to be unplugged. So I didn't have to move my screen.
That's because they know that you're a cheater.
No, not really. You know, and they also like the proctors can be real dicks too, because that's why you're on a webcam all the time. Like, for example, if your
you
cat...
didn't do what that one chess player did.
No. Oh, the vibrator.
No, like I read stories where like someone had their cat walk on the webcam, and they pushed the cat away, and the proctor pulled the test and said they couldn't do it. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Because of the cat?
Yep. Or like, you know, your family interrupted you, or your screen has to be where only you can see it, because I guess they're trying to protect the integrity of their exam.
Oh, and the cat would tell the other cats in the neighborhood, and
right, yeah, maybe that's it. You know, I don't know.
The cat would be out of the bag.
Yeah. So I mean, that's something to be aware of. I ended up with our cat. I just took him and stuck him in our bedroom, which may not work for much longer, because guess what my cat has figured out to do in the last day?
Open the door?
Open doors.
There you go. Well, did the proctor like correspond with you at all during the test? Did he say eyes on the screen or something like that?
Here, let me disconnect and reconnect, because for some
it's
reason...
It's not you, it's him.
Oh, is it him? Okay.
Yeah, it's Dan.
It was okay. Me?
Connection
what happened?
Is shite.
Yeah.
Your connection went to hell.
Yeah.
So did you? Let me ask it again. Did the proctor correspond with you at all during the exam? Like, did he have to tell you not to do something?
Once they released the exam, they never came. My pitcher was looking back at me, but they never talked to me again.
Wait, your picture was looking back at you?
Yeah, because you're on the webcam the whole time. So. You get a little thumbnail of you looking back at yourself taking your test.
And they don't show themselves staring at you, and they're probably not. They probably, you know, set it up and then turn around and walked away, and
probably
they're busy
right.
Over at the other side of the house watching cartoons or something.
Well, got to consider, too, that they're probably in Bangalore, too. At that time of night, it's the India shift.
I wonder if they're proctoring like multiple people.
I think they are. I mean, I think the highest
should have offered to take the test naked, so that way you can prove that you're not cheating.
You got to do the needful, Joel.
Yeah. Anyway, but I
did you? One more question. One more question. Yeah. How long did it take?
It's a 3-hour exam.
You had you took 3 hours, or
you didn't have to take 3 hours. I would say
probably
an hour.
That's why he failed.
No. I took about an hour and a half myself. Only because I flagged like a good chunk of the test, and I went back and reviewed all the questions, changed a few, and then once I did that, I'm like, you know what? There's no sense in me going back through and looking again and again and again. Let me just hit the submit button, get it over with.
So would you say the stuff that you didn't get right was stuff that you would like you didn't study, or you just wouldn't use it?
It could have been that I talked myself out of the right answer.
Oh.
I see, that's the thing is when you're done, they don't tell you which ones you missed. They just tell you your score.
Oh.
So it's like, how can I improve?
So that the test allowed you to jump around, right? Like you could.
It did.
You can come back to the questions. It wasn't a graduated test. Yeah. All right.
And I think if I have the choice to taking it online or in person, I'm probably going to go in person. just so I don't have to fuck up my work area.
Is there a requirement for, like, do you have to use a specific OS or computer? Like,
no, I don't think so.
Did you do it on a Chromebook?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. Probably not. Because you do have to download I had to download an executable, but it was a Windows executable because I was using my own personal laptop. They do recommend you don't use your corporate laptop and you're not on a VPN. But when I took the Cloud Practitioner one, middle of 2021, that one, I took that on my corporate laptop and didn't have a problem. So they have the usual bullshit stuff that really isn't problems, but they think it is. So they tell you, don't do this, don't do that, don't do that when you're prepping for the exam. You know, like, don't use a personal laptop. Don't use a work laptop. Don't be on VPN. Don't have this on. Don't have that on. You know, you can't like it actually goes through and does a check on your OS. Like, and so like, I'm trying to remember one of the things was like a, oh, I know what it was. It was a background, cause I was using my Asus laptop, which is a Republic of Gamers laptop. It had a background process that Asus puts on it for, mostly for the gaming feature. It said, turn that off. And I'm like, okay. So I had to go into services and kill that. And, you know, so it does look at your like what's running on your laptop, trying to make sure. Hey, they're ultimately trying to make sure you don't cheat, which I'm like, you know, makes to me is really demeaning. Because I'm like, I'm a freaking adult. It's like, if you're that concerned about me cheating, you would made this a virtual desktop. You know? But they didn't do that. So, but. So at least then they, yeah. See, that's the thing I don't get. See, they could have done something like that, and then they could have had a whole lot less crap for people to go through. But, you know. So I think next time, like I said, I'll try to go in person. And then you don't get the results right. Like, if you hit the submit button, it doesn't automatically score your test, which would take all of, what, seconds to score?
Seconds.
Yeah. So it's
seconds
like...
Seconds to tell you you're a failure.
Yeah, basically. I mean, no, it was more like you had to wait like 20, 30 minutes, and then it finally showed up on Amazon's site. So, and for now, up until the end of the year, if you do take an AWS test, you actually have a choice between two different providers. As of January 1st, 2023, you have only Pearson OnView for the online one. So keep that in mind. Pearson OnView sucks, and it's not only Amazon uses it, but Microsoft uses it. I think a lot of nursing certifications that you have to get in order to get like your nursing job, like NCLEX, I think, is also uses it, a few others, but definitely not a great experience. I'll have to try on Linux just the next time, just for the heck of it. I mean, at least I'd still have my Windows laptop nearby. It probably won't work. I would recommend Windows or Mac OS, but... It is almost 10 o'clock. So we got next week, and then the week after, and then do we want to do the show the Wednesday before Thanksgiving?
Probably.
I mean, I can do it.
Not like I'm going anywhere.
And I'm off.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I can do it. I mean, I guess the question would be for Dan is if he's going to be in town. Where'd he go?
Well, we could do without him again.
True.
We lose him and the recording again.
No, oh, no.
Hello. The recording's
still going.
You still there, Dan?
No.
Dan. Maybe he's checking on something. So, Thanksgiving's coming up. You guys gonna cook a turkey?
I didn't know.
It is. It is. You gonna cook a turkey?
Maybe. Turkey is supposed to be like difficult to get this year.
Well, I said the same damn thing last year, and I had no problem getting one, so.
Evidently, the avian flu struck things pretty bad.
I know I'm probably going to get one in the next week or so. And then, like, maybe the weekend after, I'm probably going to see if I can't get one of the discounted ones. Although, I don't know if they'll discount turkeys. Because a lot of people like to have turkey for Christmas, too. Which, we're ham at Christmas, always. And I'm going to make stuffing, and I'm going to have sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, a vegetable. My wife will always say, we should have noodles. And I'm like, who has noodles on Thanksgiving?
Have whatever the hell you want on Thanksgiving.
True.
Grown adult.
Not traditional thing, though. Cranberry sauce. And I go back and forth between I want to do the can-shaped cranberry sauce or, like, this cranberry salad style. That sounds like Dan's back on.
I'm sorry. I had to step away because my daughter's laundry. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. We were talking about Thanksgiving, whether they're going to make a turkey or
who,
be
me?
Around. Yeah.
I think I'm going to my mother-in-law's.
Okay, because we were talking about whether we wanted to be a show that Wednesday.
No, probably not. Because yeah, even if I am going to be home, I'll be cooking then.
Or we could do solo. Like we did last week. By the way, did you post last week's?
It's up there.
Okay. Just wondered.
But I would say we should take that week off.
I'm okay with that. But I'm also okay with being on, too. So, if Pat, Joe, if you want to do one, I'm fine with that. We do a special holiday episode of the Linux Link Tech Show.
I'll be here.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I mean, if you want to. That's up to you guys.
Yep. I'm not going anywhere. I'm probably having the in-laws over. And I'm going to do turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, a vegetable. My wife likes to have noodles at Thanksgiving. I'm not sure why. It's a thing in her family. They do that. And I'll probably make a pecan pie. A regular pumpkin and a sugar-free pumpkin. So, I might make my pies earlier in the week, though, so I don't have to deal with it. Because there's enough going in the oven on Thanksgiving morning. And I could probably pre-bake my bread because I make fresh bread for my stuffing. So. Yep, just a couple weeks. We about 2.5 weeks until Thanksgiving, so looking forward to it. Hey, let's go ahead and play us out, Dan. Wes's his daughter's still dealing with laundry.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, one more thing I wanted to mention before we do cut the show off. Do you remember Adam Sweet, who used to be on the podcast with Jono and Ack and what was that podcast? Sure.
Lug Radio?
Yeah, I think it was Lug Radio. Adam and his wife, they just had a baby girl.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. So.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I missed those guys.
Wait. You can still listen to them on.
Yeah. Oh, I know. But there's nothing new.
No. Bad Voltage.
Yeah, they Jono still doing shows. I haven't.
Yeah, they put one out like every other week or so. Jono, Ack, and Jeremy Garcia on the regular.
There's a reason I took them off. I took them out of my feed for a while.
Because you don't listen to technology podcast, Linux podcast anymore, do you?
Not as much as I used to, no. But
I'm
gonna have to put them back in for a bit and see if I'm okay with them again. We'll see. I took some time away from them because he started getting into politics and stuff, and I didn't really want to listen to that. Anywho.
You know, I think I need to resubscribe to Linux and the Ham Shack for the MP3 feed because their AUG files don't work on my player. Which sucks.
It don't like, anymore?
No, their AUG files. Everything, other AUG files work, but for some reason theirs don't. You know what? And I think.
Files.
What's that?
Right.
Using AUG files.
Why?
It was just a hassle, and MP3 would open source, so.
Did it really? I mean, I know Fraunhofer doesn't have the patent anymore, but.
Money. What else?
Yeah, at least it's better than what Anchor does, which is freaking M4As or AEC files from a.
Yeah, that's the one that you use, right?
Or Apple.
Wait.
Right. I don't have a choice in it. I don't have a choice. Anchor. ANCHOR. So, they only have the AACs. You don't have a choice. It's just the way it is.
I thought of you the other day,
owned by,
Joel.
That's the other thing, too, is they're owned by Spotify. What? About what?
I was watching.
Oh, now let me tell you this. If I hit the Powerball tonight, I'm not going to use Anchor anymore.
We're good. Then yeah. I can listen to your show.
But you're not going to use like regular plates anymore.
I was watching.
All your plates are going to be made out of gold.
No, I'd order a $50,000 System 76 box. What were you thinking about, Dan?
I was watching Company Man on Sega. What was it? I'm trying to find. It wasn't. There was an arcade game that Sega made. Oh, Periscope arcade game. There's one for you, Joel. It's not an 80s game. It was released in Japan in 1965. It was the first arcade game Nakamura built for Sega Entertainment, and it was electromechanical arcade shooting submarine simulator.
Okay.
So Periscope. Let me see.
Guess who I had on the show though last week?
Who?
I had a guest last week on Living in the Shade. Link!
Oh, yeah. What was he playing?
Well, we were just talking. I was basically just shooting questions at him, like asking him what his favorite arcade game was, and we shared a lot of different stories that he had, like of playing. And he brought this up, and I never really thought about it out as much, but if you remember Pizza Hut, they always had, in the waiting area, they had a cocktail game of some sort, usually.
Of some sort.
Yeah, like Pac-Man or Galaga or something like that, you know.
Most of them, they were
that kind of stuff. We talked about
why did you call it a cocktail game?
That's what format is, cocktail format game. Cocktail table. Because I guess now it was before I was old enough to go to a bar back then. But I guess they actually put those in bars like that too, as like cocktail tables. That's why they called them that.
I never heard them called cocktails games.
Yeah, that's what they are. That's what they call the format anyway. There was that. There was a standard stand up, and then there was a sit down. Then there was the weirdos, like some of the motion ones. But
yeah,
it was a good talk. In fact, actually, one of my higher rated ones too.
The Pizza Hut that I used to go to as a kid on South 4th Street had one of those, and they had a Joust, and it was also a Donkey Kong Jr. at one point.
Yeah,
and I remember Joust, Donkey Kong Jr. I think they might have done Pac-Man, and for some reason I'm also thinking the Mario Brothers game, the one where they were plumbers.
Back when
the original one,
you actually went to restaurants and sat down, waited for a waitress to take your pizza order, and then while you were waiting for the pizza, mom would throw some coins at you, and you go play video games or put money in the jukebox.
Yep.
And now Pizza Hut is shit.
Yeah, getting games at Pizza Hut. Grocery stores used to have a little arcade either inside or out in the that I guess for the foyer was too, where they had the quarter machines where you can get like toys and stuff out of those.
Yep.
I used to call them bubble machines. I don't know what they're really called. Vending machine. I don't know. Yeah, I remember you used to play it.
No, that was right for those. But there was always when we lived in Athens, there was a Space Invaders in the Kroger, and mom would always throw us a couple quarters while she was checking out, and we'd go play Space Invaders. by the time those quarters were burnt.
Some 7-Elevens used to do that too. They used to have a little section inside where they would have like three arcade games and a pinball machine.
Or the mom and pop, like the mom and pop pizza delivery place too, you know.
Pizza Como had like
had
four
maybe
games
one or two
and
tables inside.
Yeah. They had a place
called Fox's Pizza Den.
Yeah, they had like a side section that was like kind of like on the side and had like a wall in front of it too, and they had three or four arcade games and two pinball machines.
Yep.
Oh, I threw so much money in there. That's where I beat Karate Champ and Flip 1942.
Yeah. Oh, well, and then the early, like, 80s, there were arcades, but those were, like, gold. If you found an arcade, you were, like, in heaven, man. It's like, and a lot of times, too, and we kind of talked a little bit about that, like, when your mom used to go, your mom and dad used to go to the mall or something, and you were bored or something, did they used to throw like money at you and you go play in the at a lad's castle or something?
Yeah, the arcades around where I was were called Spaceport. They were in the.
Yes, I remember Spaceport actually because I was from that area too.
Yeah, Spaceport. It was in the mall.
Lived a long time in that area. Yep.
We had
but those were the days.
I liked how the there were some arcades where you could go in and play all the games you wanted to for an hour at a certain price. That was fun. Those birthday parties like
that. Well, that's more popular now than back then. Yeah, like a Chuck E. Cheese or something, yeah.
We had an arcade. There was two arcades.
Which, like,
but they weren't in the mall. I think you could do that in the mall, too. Like, you could pay X amount of dollars per kid at a birthday party, and then the attendant, you'd tell him, you know, what game you wanted to play, and you'd ask you how many credits you want. He'd just pop open the box and hit that credit thing, and you were good to go. Oh, the phone.
You must have been in a really, really nice arcade, but I always had to buy tokens or quarters.
Yeah. Them what?
Nice.
Arcades.
Yep. We'll see everyone next week.
Was that? Oh my goodness! Is that?
I
time
still
got to
think of a show for this week.
Way past that.
Yes, it's way past that.
See if I get it right this time.
Maybe.
And all right. Let's see. I'm probably going to sound like shit anyway. But yeah, we'll see you in a week. Here we go.
Yep.
Fire it off.
I am short.
Oh my God.
It's Packer. Public. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, and that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called LibreQuest. We talk about Linux and general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
Well, I grabbed the wrong one again.
Talk about most.
How did I grab the wrong one again? I should delete that one.
Yeah.
Here we go. So we can paint anything we want?
Talk
anything
to me. How about if I paint your fine ass?
Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up. Just shut up. It's over.
You were making it for the young in the kitchen. Sushi.
Yeah, there we go. I'm going to get rid of that.
Yeah.
Wait, which one did I just play?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get rid of the right one.
Just talk geek to me.
Yeah, there we go. There's no reason
just
to keep that
around. Just talk geek to me, which is what, a decade now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Ugh.
Ba-dum, bum, bumps.
I have to piece these two damn shows together.
So, oh, so you had
now
two
audio
parts?
Editing.
Yeah.
Woo!
Goes good on fish, too.
I saw. I really, after this week, I just have a couple more weeks of work, and then I'm off for a week for Thanksgiving. When you think about it.
I have to figure out when I'm taking my vacation. It's getting more and more difficult to do because other people that aren't taking their vacation until, hey, I want the last 3 weeks of the year off.
Of course. That's why you put it in early.
I'm
getting a promotion.
Oh.
Not one of those ones that comes with a pay raise or anything.
A lateral promotion.
Kind of what's happening to me, too, but, you know.
Not switching positions. I'm not getting a pay raise. Just changing my title from AVP to VP.
So basically, do extra work and maybe they'll give you a raise.
I've already been doing the extra work. Evidently, you have to do the extra work before for like a year before they'll actually give you the actual position.
So what's the benefit other than a title change?
Well, from what I understand, if I do more of this for a year, then I'll qualify for a management position that I can transfer into.
But so
I'm a little jaded. I'm a little jaded right now, and it's for two reasons. One, that's what they told me when I took the position that I'm in now. Granted, they also told me that when I switched to this position, I would get, you know, VP in a year, and then, you know, 6 years later, I get VP. Hey, I still got to do extra for another year because I don't have enough experience as a manager to impress the guy that I've been working for the better part of a decade.
Well, then, of course, I got my company who decides to do reorg every year, it seems.
Yeah, we went through that this year. Which makes me glad that I didn't get the management position like early on in the year. Because then there would have been a reorg, and then there wouldn't have been a management position for me anymore.
And printing something?
I'm actually not 3D printing right now. My 3D printer just got done a minute ago, so it's going to be somebody else.
Well, it's not a 3D, not mine, because I haven't torn mine apart yet.
The tubing off of the hot end, and it was.
What, you hear something? You
I
hear
just like got a, the rest of my parts last week.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my washing machine. My daughter's doing laundry.
Oh.
Yeah.
That makes sense now. I'm like, could it either have been a really slow inkjet printer or a 3D printer or a washing machine.
But I am taking on a lot more responsibility.
Good job, Joe.
Oh, it's not like I have a choice in that.
Right.
So let me guess. It's like, the peak benefit that you will be getting is when it comes time to take time off, they'll say, no, we need you here. Right? No, Joe! Joe, we know
you've had to keep putting off your vacation all year, but we're going to need you to put it off until after the cutoff date, and we can't let you carry over all of your vacation into next year.
Of course not.
So I might have to take vacation next week.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling Joe I got this next week and the week after, and then I am on vacation. For Thanksgiving?
2 weeks?
No, just a week. Yeah, 2 weeks. Well, really, it's two weeks until Thanksgiving week. When
really?
You really think about it. Yeah, it is.
I should take
two. Wait a minute. Really?
After this week?
Oh, shit. Yeah, you're right.
It is.
Well, yeah, I guess like 2.5 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of this
2 weeks and 2 days.
The next 2 weeks, yes.
So you're taking that whole week off.
Yeah, from the 21st through the 25th, yeah. See, this year, because of the Christmas, well, really Thanksgiving, too, because they fall, well, Thanksgiving not as much, since it always falls on a Thursday, but Christmas, since it's
Christmas
falling on
New
a weekend.
Year's both falls on a Sunday.
Right. So I have extra days for free on either side of that. So I don't really need to take as much time off, after that, but then I'll start my new department December 5th, is. So they're moving me and two other guys on the North American side to a like a global support role for a cloud. So not really something I had a choice in, but it's okay. Got my Mac there, Dan.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
I'm excited?
And I mean, one pro maybe.
Is it
It's the...
Wait, did you already talk about it last week?
I did a little bit, but I've now used it for more than like 2 or 3 days.
Oh, okay. So don't tell me now.
Right.
Time is it? Ah, it's showtime.
Movies coming out. I might actually have to subscribe to HBO Max for 1 month. Because the Christmas Story movie.
Watch Titans?
Nah, probably not.
Got to be more interesting than a Christmas Story.
No, not really.
The preview looked good, man. I think it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll watch it
as long as it washes out the well. And I never watched Christmas Story 2.
I didn't even know it existed.
Oh, it did, and it had Daniel.
Sort of existed.
Daniel Stern, who was one of the crooks in Home Alone, played the dad, and I'm like, and Ralphie, who wasn't played by Peter Billingsley, because you know. He was, what, 30 or 40 back then. Now he's our age, you know. And, so, but our age, as in, like, probably, like, Dan and I and Pat. But, he's in his 50s. But, the sequel movie, Christmas Story 2, was set, like, when Ralphie was a teenager. So I'm like, okay. And I assuming from the preview, at least for this movie, though, it looks like it's about maybe, what, mid-50s to 60s, maybe? I don't know. But we'll find
not
out.
Not quite and then, grandpa age?
Yeah, he's not, well, none of us are quite grandpa. Well, my brother's a grandpa, but then you know, his daughter got pregnant at 18. So. and I have friends that are grandpas.
36-year-old grandpa?
Yeah.